Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, spotlighting Wikipedia's most visited pages, giving you a peek into what the world is curious about today. With 237,656 views on Saturday, the 18th of January 2025, our article of the day is Amanda Knox. Amanda Marie Knox, born July 9, 1987, is an American author, activist, and journalist. She spent almost 4 years incarcerated in Italy after her wrongful conviction in the 2007 murder of Meredith Kircher, a fellow exchange student, with whom she shared an apartment in Perugia. In 2015, Knox was definitively acquitted by the Italian Supreme Court of Cassation. In 2024, an Italian appellate court upheld Amanda Knox's slander conviction for falsely accusing Patrick Lumumba of murdering Meredith Kircher. Knox, aged 20 at the time of the murder, called the police after returning to her and Kircher's apartment after a night spent with her boyfriend, Raffaele Solosito, and finding Kircher's bedroom door locked and blood in the bathroom. During the police interrogations that followed, the conduct of which is a matter of dispute, Knox allegedly implicated herself and her employer, Patrick Lumumba, in the murder. Initially, Knox, Solosito, and Lumumba were all arrested for Kircher's murder, but Lumumba was soon released because he had a strong alibi. A known burglar, Rudy Gede, was soon arrested, after his bloody fingerprints were found on Kircher's possessions. He was convicted of murder in a fast-track trial and was sentenced to 30 years imprisonment, later reduced to 16 years. In December 2020, an Italian court ruled that Gede could complete his term by doing community service. In their initial trial, in 2009, Knox and Solosito were convicted and sentenced to 26 and 25 years in prison, respectively. Pre-trial publicity in Italian media, which was repeated by other media worldwide, portrayed Knox in a negative light, leading to complaints that the prosecution was using character assassination. A guilty verdict at Knox's initial trial and her 26-year sentence caused international controversy, because American forensic experts thought evidence at the crime scene was incompatible with her involvement. A prolonged legal process, including a successful prosecution appeal against her acquittal at a second-level trial, continued after Knox was freed in 2011. On March 27, 2015, Italy's highest court definitively exonerated Knox and Solosito. However, Knox's conviction for committing defamation against Lumumba was upheld by all courts. On January 14, 2016, Knox was acquitted of defamation for saying she had been struck by policewomen during the interrogation. Knox later became an author, an activist, and a journalist. Her memoir, Waiting to Be Heard, became a bestseller. In 2018, she began hosting The Scarlet Letter Reports, a television series, which examined the gendered nature of public shaming. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 3:03 UTC on Sunday, the 19th of January 2025. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Amanda Knox. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Standard Nicole.